Japanese Americans was treated unfairly during World War II. Americans disliked Japanese because they bombed Pearl Harbor. So they moved Japanese Americans to these trouble camps. It was called internment camp with no kitchen, no furniture, no water. They was broke, man.
Would you have called them internment camps or would you have called them another name?
I would call them torment camps because the Japanese were suffering physically and mentally.
I would call them prison camps because they couldn't do anything in there.
I agree with you, brother.
It was pretty messed up for them, G.
Now let's talk about the women.
The women that worked in the factories, they were working on planes, weapons, and other things for the war. Then they fought to be treated equally to the men in 1970.
They used Rosie the Riveter as a slogan to inspire women to join industrial jobs.
And I know you guys heard about Rosie the Rivet.
Oh God, I heard about him. The women was contributing by the war, by working as firefighters, fixing planes, construction workers, and farmers.
By 1945, more than 6 million women had war jobs. The women were paid less than men. After the war, women didn't want to give up the job.
That's fucked up.
A lot of people wanted to know who were the bombs dropped on. They had dropped 5-ton bombs over the Japanese.
The U.S. dropped the bombs to force Japan to surrender at the end of the war. The bomber's name was Enola Gay.
Gay.
Atomic bombs release dangerous radiation that caused burns, international problems, and birth defects. The survivors of the bombings are called Hibasaku in Japan as March 31st, 164,621. Hibaskas are still alive.
Why did the U.S. feel they had to drop the bombs? So they felt like they had to drop the bombs because they were losing the war. They wanted to end the war, so they felt that if they dropped the bombs, they would win the war.
James, when did the war end, bro?
I don't think he's here, bro. But it ended in 1945.
Thanks, bro. I ain't know that.
Me neither.
The first bomb dropped instantly killed 7,000 people and then killed 10 more from a radiation burn. And the second bomb dropped, it killed 80,000 people. On August 14th, the Japanese surrendered.
Dang, Michael, how you feel about that?
I don't think you want to talk anymore, dude.
The atomic bombing that happened and Hiroshima killed 150,000 people. Half of the deaths happened on the first day. It lasted for 3 days.
Mike, you should have said, oh.
Mike and Ike, you dig? I was working at California's Alameda Naval Air Station where she taken a job to help her country during World War II. She worked there following the attack on Pearl Harbor and the entry of the United States into World War II.
Naomi Parks was born August 26, 1921, and died January 20, 2018.
She was an inspiration for Rosie the Riveter. She worked on assembly lines.
She did different tasks when she repaired airplanes for World War II. Did you know that about her?
Negative.
Now you know, Brody.
Also, they could not have hair on their face when working, and they could not have jewelry.
This story should be told because Naomi influenced women to work together.
Yeah.
Inclusion.
Yeah, y'all feel me?
I mess with it, Brody.
Yeah.
It's your boy, Micah Knight.
Thanks Blazer for gang.
Drizzle E.
Thanks for watching, listening to our podcast.
Y'all can't watch this. Y'all got to listen. You feel me?
And I hope y'all enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah, leave a sub, leave a like, you know.
You know, our goal was to tell an untold story.
And, World War II and how was the woman and, like, the bombs dropped and everything else. You know,
killed all them motherfuckers.
Killed all them motherfuckers.